Hey, it's the Graveyard Girls. You all right today?
I'm okay today, yeah.
We're going out tonight, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going for dinner.
Going to our favourite restaurant to celebrate the podcast release.
Yes, very good. Very excited. Mm-hmm. Pesto's is good anyway.
Mm.
No reason.
I was going to say, were you going to say snack?
I was going to say snack.
Can't go there for a snack.
No, we waddle out in like a little cheese comber afterwards, don't we?
But yeah, we're going to take you in. Because he's never been. And he can celebrate the launch of his podcast too.
Yeah, as well. So,
yeah,
double celebration.
Yeah.
Which is nice. It's good, isn't it?
It is good. I do love Pesto's.
Yeah, it's the best. I only found that because of you. If you hadn't suggested that, I wouldn't have known about it. We've had arancini balls.
Oh, I love arancini.
They're like
It's weird though, because I've only, like, not recently just found it. Not long before I told you about it. And now we're like every month.
Yeah, so well, we got to a point that like every payday, it's like we need a treat.
Every payday, we were going Pesto's, and I wondered why I was putting on weight. And I was like, oh, okay.
I don't know where that came from. What's worse is the fact that it's been my dad's birthday, and I actually went yesterday.
Yeah.
And we've got another mate's birthday next week. So in the space of a week, I've gone Pesto's 3 times. So after not being for all those months because of the lockdown we had, I'm making up for it.
But that's how good the arancini is.
Oh, yeah.
That you're going to have it again three times. Yeah.
That's it. Like, it's so good because all the other dishes I have, they'll be slightly different.
Mm.
But the arancini balls, like, you can't not have them.
So good.
It's like a crime. If they're like, anyone turns around to me and goes, I don't like them, I'll be like, right, we're not friends anymore.
You have not tried these ones.
No, just disown them.
I do love these arancinis.
But yes, no, I'm very, very much looking forward to that.
Yeah, my stomach is rumbling, actually, thinking of it.
Oh, so you want me to speed through this one so we can go?
I'm just thinking of balls. Yeah, speed through. And we'll go to Pesto's, yes.
Okay, well, obviously, last week I did a bit of a controversial case in the terms of it was a reasonable doubt one.
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, this one's another controversial one.
No, oh, it's not as confusing, is it?
No, it's probably about half the length of the last one. There's not lots to it. It's more, I feel like, a bit of a miscarriage of... Not necessarily miscarriage of justice, but it makes them completely relevant. I don't know how to describe it. Basically, I don't feel like it was her. This lady's obviously been executed for the crime, and it's been used a lot in other cases, like going forward, like when they look through like the history of like law and stuff, and the things that have been put in this case is referenced quite a lot.
Yeah.
In terms of like evidence and how they put things forward. Because this person, like I said, it's basically a very controversial conviction. So instead of me waffling on about it, trying to think of the correct words, I will just go with what I've already written down.
You're going to jump in. Okay.
Yes, right. Okay. So this is the trial of a lady called Elizabeth Fenning. Fenning.
Oh, Fenning.
Yeah, Fenning. Okay. No Fannies this week, sorry. I don't think there's a Fanny anyway. It might be.
She has one. I guess that could be a thing.
Yes, there's a Fanny in it. I mean, technically, there's 3 Fannies, if you include us. I'm just checking. You do have one, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, that's all right. You chucked it. No, what was it that happened the other month where you took your dick in?
What?
Oh, when I could... No, I couldn't work with women, remember?
Oh. I was just like, I did what?
Yeah, remember, I can't work with other women.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so you've done a phenomenal job of tucking your dick in all the time.
Yeah, you lost me for a second then. I was like, what?
I think I lost you at Fanny.
Do you want me to show you?
Yes, Natasha, whip it out.
I don't, I mean, you stroked my pants.
I have stroked your pants. She has some very nice velvety pants.
I've got some.
They're very soft. I had to pet her.
I've got velour.
Shorts.
On. Stroke these.
You want me to pet you, Natasha?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you can only do that with consent, remember.
I'm giving you consent.
I know, but I'm talking to everyone else. You can't go around petting pants.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you might get in trouble.
I do whip my pants out just so you can see them, yes.
Yeah. I know, but she always has good pants.
I do have good
pants. And it just
pants.
So happened that some of them were velvety.
Yeah.
And they looked very soft. We've massively gone off the tangent. So Elizabeth... Fenning, not Fanny.
Fenning, yes.
Yeah, sorry. She was born in 1792. Elizabeth was also known as Eliza. but in some places, I get it. I suppose it is a bit of a nickname of Elizabeth, she was basically, she's the daughter of, well, unfortunately, of poor parents. She started work at the age of 14 as a domestic servant. At the end of 1815, she started working for a man by the name of Olibar Turner. Olibar.
No, I think Olibar is right, but that's a strange name.
Yes, O-R-L-I-Bar. It's like Olibar. I don't know, but I'm going to go with Olibar.
Okay.
We need to edit this out. Funny.
Amelia, I'm thinking of pestos, come on.
Sorry. Right, Olibar Turner. He lived at 68 Chancery Lane in London and worked as a tradesman. Elizabeth would work mainly as a cook for him.
Okay.
Now, on the 21st of March, 1815, Mr. Turner and his son Robert and his daughter-in-law Charlotte sat down for dinner. All ate yeast dumplings, which had been prepared by Fenning. All three immediately became sick. Sorry, I'm thinking Fanny.
Yeast dumplings sounds
Oh, we're yeasty Fanny. I mean, the dumplings are suspected of being infected, so... Oh no. I'm very sorry to anyone that's actually trying to put together the facts of this case, because
we've got a giggly podcast today.
Right. Oh. For the purpose of anyone that's actually trying to put these facts together, I shall repeat myself.
A yeast dumpling.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's basically dumplings, but it's like she's made them from, like, obviously not from scratch, out
yeast out of date?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, maybe. We'll find out.
Just say dumplings, because yeast dumplings just sounds disgusting.
All right, Natasha. Yeasty Fanny. No.
You probably got really close to the mic when you said that.
I just hit it with my boob.
Oh my god, we're falling apart today.
I've lost it. It's because I've not been fed.
You'll be fed later, okay?
Oh no, I've just got to make it through. Oh god.
Couple of it, yeah, we've got to make it through. Got
right, okay. Right. All its dumplings, which had been prepared by Fenning, all three immediately became sick. None of them died, but all, of course... Oh, fucking hell. I can't even read my own writing. None of them died, but it was, of course, a matter that needed to be looked into.
Yes.
It was then discovered that arsenic had been mixed in with the contents of the dumplings. Naturally, as the cook, Elizabeth came under suspicion. Yeah. So then it was sent to trial. So even though they haven't died, it's still going to trial, because I suppose like a manslaughter. On the 11th of April, 1815, Elizabeth was sent to trial at the Old Bailey. She was sentenced and charged with felon... Oh, God. Feloniously administering arsenic to the Turners with intent to murder. Why couldn't they have just written manslaughter?
She did what? Feloniously. Oh my god.
No, it's really difficult. Feloniously administering arsenic to the Turners with intent to murder. That was a whole charge written out, but I should have just written manslaughter. That's what I meant. Right. So how did they come to that charge? Evidence was given against Elizabeth, said that she'd asked and received to leave and make the dumplings, and that she was alone the whole time of the preparation of the meal.
Yeah.
The police claimed that the poison was neither in the flour nor the milk, and so stated that Elizabeth... They also stated that Elizabeth had access to the drawer in Mr. Turner's office where there was arsenic. Now, my immediate thought was, why has he got arsenic?
Yeah.
But I did find out it at the time, it was common to keep it and use for vermin. So I was like, okay, we've got that down. Because first of all, Mr. Turner's a bit suspicious.
That's why it was used so much, because it was used for vermin.
Yeah.
You can just get rid of people as well.
So yeah, Mr. Turner had a legitimate reason for having arsenic. It was then said that an apprentice of Mr. Turner, Roger Gladstone, had eaten a piece of the dumpling after dinner, though Elizabeth had strongly advised him not to touch it. He also fell ill. So some were saying because... She was like, she knew it was poison, but it was after they'd all become ill. So she was maybe worried.
Yeah.
Some have said she's done that because she knows she's poisoned it. I've taken it as she doesn't want anyone else to become ill. She's worried it might be something they've eaten.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. So Fenning pled not guilty. She told the court that she'd eaten some of the dumplings herself. This piece of testimony was corroborated by Mrs. Turner's mother, who had said that Turner's mother had been sent for and that upon her arrival she'd found the prisoner, Fenning, sick. So Fenning had also eaten some and was also sick, okay. Basically. So and this was corroborated by Mr. Turner's mother when she turned up saying that she was also ill. So if she tried to poison and kill them,
yeah, why
she
eat it? Yeah.
Now, 5 witnesses were called, all who gave Elizabeth a character of respectability and good nature.
Mm.
The recorder of the recorder of judicial officer, as they were sometimes known, was strongly against the prisoner in the summing up. The jury found Elizabeth guilty and she was sentenced to death. Upon hearing her fate, it was said that she fell into a fit and had to be moved in order to get her out of the dock, so she didn't casually stroll out.
Yeah.
Now, the execution. Despite the fact that the jury found her guilty, it was popular opinion that she was innocent. Every effort was made by her friends to procure a remission of the sentence. Even Mr. Turner himself tried to sign a petition to save Elizabeth, but this was all stopped when the recorder who sentenced her came to his house and said that if he did, then the Turner family would be investigated for the crime themselves, which is a bit iffy.
Yeah.
The day before the execution was due to happen, a meeting was held at the Home Office to consider the case. Lord Sidmouth, the Home Secretary, was out of town, but the Lord Chancellor... It's not a spider. The Lord Chancellor, Lord Eldon, the recorder and Mr. Beckett was present. They concluded that there was no reason for interfering. Lord Eldon summoned another meeting in the evening with the same result. On the following morning, which was the 26th of July, Elizabeth was hung to death.
Okay.
Now, an interesting fact, alongside Fenning was 2 other males being hung. One was being sentenced for raping a child and the other for sodomy.
Oh.
So she's been hung along some very nasty characters. Yeah.
She's done nothing compared to those two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So on the scaffold, Elizabeth declared, "Before the just and almighty God and by the faith of the holy sacrament I have taken, I am innocent of the offence in which I am charged."
Yeah.
So she's basically claiming she's innocent right till the end.
Yeah.
Her funeral took place 5 days later. The pall, which from what I can make out is like a heavy piece of cloth draped over the coffin, was accompanied by 6 girls dressed in white. And it was said that as many as 10,000 people took part in the procession, which was formed at her grave, then like formed at her graveside.
Yeah.
Because there was no room in the church, most had to wait outside. Many constables were present to prevent violence from breaking out, but only one fight occurred. In the wake of the execution, a mob of people, over 1,000 it was thought, gathered outside the Turner's home and threatened to burn it down. Police dispersed the crowds and arrested 2 men. However, in the following days, hundreds of people continued to cause mischief, and so the police had to remain there for several days. No damage was actually done, and the mobs eventually stopped coming to the house.
Okay, so, hold on. Are they...
Against the Turners.
Which family?
The ones that were poisoned.
Okay. Oh, okay. So they are supporting the dead woman.
They're supporting the dead woman, but it still didn't get overturned. And now the people are throwing to the Turners like they should have done more.
Yeah, okay. I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. I zoned out and I was like, sorry. Where am I?
So why was it so controversial? A man named William Hone wrote a 248 book on the case, and it suggested that Elizabeth was executed not because she was guilty, but to show other servants what would happen if they harmed their masters and mistresses.
Mm.
So, like, using her to set an example.
Yeah. That's not very nice.
No, it's not. Now, Samuel Park, a schoolmaster, and even Charles Dickens believed she was innocent at the time. So they're chiming in.
Yeah.
I hope it's Dickens after the fucking conversation we had the other week.
Oh. It probably is Charles Dickens.
It is. Well, that's who they listed, so...
He was... If I remember correctly, if he thought something was unjust, he would stick up for it.
Yeah, and he'd speak up for it.
Yeah.
Right, and so did a man called John Gordon Smith. He was a surgeon. In 1829, Smith highlighted an article in the Morning Journal from March that year, which detailed the death of Robert Turner in Ipswich Workhouse after confessing his guilt for the crime in which Elizabeth was hanged. Now, Robert Turner is the son.
Okay.
It's like then later years, someone else has confessed. So, who did poison everyone and why?
I think the one that confessed.
Mm. Looking at the fact facts, apart from Elizabeth being the only one making dinner, why would she poison them, and could someone else have tampered with the ingredients and utensils?
Mm.
Now, there was other accusations. Charlotte Turner accused Elizabeth of being naked in the presence of two other apprentices on the night, and so she was bitter, and that's why she poisoned them. Okay. Charlotte told the court that after the incident, Elizabeth had remained sullen and disrespectful towards her. So Charlotte is claiming that she'd basically been told off and she didn't like it, so she's decided to poison them all. But I find that a bit hard. And also, why is she naked in the presence of everyone?
Yeah, that wouldn't be...
So, other confessions after the execution. Although yeast and flour tested were found to be uncontaminated, an unnamed baker was said to have confessed as he lay in dying in a workhouse, claiming an unwarranted excess of zeal to have murdered Charlotte. So he's basically claiming that he didn't like Charlotte and he wanted her dead. So he poisoned the stuff to get her, which I thought was a very strange thing to do.
That she's making for his family.
No, so Charlotte didn't make it. So Elizabeth made it, but baker's claiming he didn't like Charlotte, so he wanted to poison her. So he's poisoned the ingredients that Fenning probably would have picked up to buy.
Yeah.
But then they're poisoning the whole family, so I'm not quite sure how he's planning on executing that, besides killing the whole family.
Unless he hates her that much that he's willing to get rid of the entire family.
Possibly.
Maybe.
Then another confession was said to have come from Another confession was said to have come from an unnamed nephew of Mr. Turner, who said he had resided with his uncle and aunt, but even if such nephew existed, it had never been suggested that anyone other than those who dined that day in Chancery Lane were present when the poisonings occurred.
Mm.
So it wasn't... This nephew's now claiming that he did it. I don't know what his reason is, but it was written up that he claimed... He done it, which is very strange.
This is weird.
Yeah, it is very strange. So then this takes me back to Robert's deathbed confession. If a case of if he did it, why did he do it? Also, why did he eat the poison food as well?
Mm.
And what was his motive? So this goes back to...
Unless he's a family annihilator and he wants to die with them.
Quite possibly. So back to William Hone. After he witnesses Elizabeth's hanging, he started gathering evidence and looked into Basil Montague.
Wait, who's that? That sounds familiar.
He's a Quaker.
I might be thinking of...
He's an important man, and he basically makes a report into Robert Turner's mental health.
No, I think... What's that film? It's kind of like Sherlock Holmes, but the character's name is Basil and it's a mouse.
I only do Basil Brush.
I was thinking Basil Brush, but it's not Basil Brush. It's Basil...
I don't know.
Oh. I was thinking Basil Brush. But no, it's like Basil, because it's a play on Sherlock. I'm sure I'm going to have to Google that. That's going to bug me now.
I don't know what you're on about, Natasha.
I don't know.
We've completely lost it today.
It's a long day. I'm waiting for pestos. I'm thinking of Basil.
Yeah.
Basil Montague.
Yeah. So basically, William Hone looks into, obviously starts gathering evidence. He finds a report made by a man called Basil Montague. And in this report, he refers to Robert Turner's mental state at the time. And it's detailed that he had mental health conditions. Basil claimed that Robert Turner had previously been mentally unstable, behaved wildly and deranged, and that he had threatened to kill his wife as well as himself.
Mm.
But the magistrates at the time never registered the claim.
Okay.
So... Obviously, then Robert later out on his deathbed would then confess to doing it.
Okay.
So this is where it now comes back into modern day in terms of evidence, in terms of gathering the full amount of evidence. Because I think still at that time, like I said, they're clearly trying to make example of Elizabeth. Whereas if they looked at it, there wasn't really any, besides the fact that she prepared the meal, there wasn't really any evidence to suggest she's actually done it. Yes, okay, she prepared it, but the ingredients have come from other places. Mm-hmm. Someone else ultimately could have... interfered with the utensils. If Robert knew his father had arsenic, he could have, I don't know, not sprayed the utensils with arsenic, but do you know what I mean? He could have placed it there. He wouldn't have looked out of place in the house because he lives there.
And it's not enough of a dosage that it kills them.
Yeah, it just made them ill.
So it could... Contact?
I don't know.
If you get contact symptoms, if your drugs and some stuff have a residue that if you touch it,
I don't know.
Ill with it. Is that the same with arsenic?
I'm not sure, actually. But that's quite a good point. I didn't think about that.
Because it's clearly not enough so it kills them. It just makes them ill.
Ew.
But then she also becomes ill.
Yeah. But I wonder if that's because I don't know as though she necessarily tasted it on purpose afterwards. Because some people suggested she then tried it to make herself not look guilty. But I wonder if actually she'd made their meal, there was a bit extra and she kept some for herself.
But also, yeah, she's maybe she would make extra for herself because she needs to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also a lot of time as well, like cooks try the food as they're going on to make sure it's acceptable to eat.
Exactly.
So that would, to me, legitimately explain why she's having that. So for me, there was just, that's why it's sort of a miscarriage of justice because, again, like last week, there wasn't really any concrete evidence. And especially as we later go on to find that there's been multiple confessions. The other two, I don't know where the hell they came from.
No.
But one from Robert, like I said, looking into the other report that was made would suggest that I'm not saying just all mentally ill people go around killing, but obviously a comment was made that he'd wanted to kill his wife and himself. So maybe that's what he was aiming for in the first place, you know, at the time. And maybe it was sort of covered up because the family was of a bit of higher standing.
Yeah.
They didn't, it's not something you really want. Well, even today people don't necessarily want it well known, do they? So maybe the family tried to hide that. That's why the magistrates put it at, like, sort of dismissed it.
Maybe.
But from what I can work out, it's a bit of a strange one because the Turners didn't seem to have anything against her either.
No,
do you know what I mean?
Wasn't sticking up for her.
Well, they did try, because Mr. Turner tried to get that petition signed. But
yeah, it's an odd one.
It's like, I feel like, I don't think they held any ill will towards, like, I don't think they believe that she tried to kill them.
No.
But weird. But did someone try to kill them? I know it sounds silly, but was it genuinely an accident? Did someone try to kill them?
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. Is there something like, did the flower go off?
Well, they said when they did multiple tests, because it was a bit hard when I was looking through the points, it was very complicated because it sort of goes into scientific evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously people have done lots of different ones over the years and they're doing all the different compounds. But obviously back then, they could obviously do certain tests, but it was very limited. It's not in comparison to what they had today. But they said that the flower, I think it was the flower and, let me have a look.
I think you said milk.
Milk, yeah, that's right. They said there was nothing wrong with those.
But you said
it must have come from the yeast in the dumplings.
That's what I was going to say. Maybe, I think there's something that either in flour or yeast can go wrong that it makes you violently ill.
Yeah.
So maybe it mimics arsenic? Or is
quite possibly.
Unless there's guaranteed arsenic in them.
They did say they found traces of arsenic later, so.
But then isn't that because arsenic is pretty much on anything at that time?
Yeah, I feel like it is. Well, like I said, if they already know it's present in the house.
It's traces of
And they're used in vermin, and typically where are your vermin?
In the kitchen. Yeah. Okay.
It's a very strange one. She's obviously, like, said she was convicted and then hung, so she's lost her life.
And she was adamant until death that she didn't do it. Yeah.
And like I said, I honestly don't know where those other confessions came from. The baker was very bizarre. and even the nephew, why would you claim later on? I don't know. Maybe I can't think of a legitimate reason why the nephew would claim it.
Just for fame in a weird way, like 15 minutes of fame, like, oh, I got away with murder.
Yeah, but I think still by the time he made that claim, he could still be hung, so
exactly. Yeah, so it's not a great
it's not like you're
unless it's a really long way around about suicide, he can be like,
I mean, I did this option,
and then he's not technically committing suicide, he's just confessing to something. But that doesn't make sense either.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, I don't know,
it's a bit of a strange one, isn't it?
But
it's a classic one of they've literally not looked into the evidence.
You keep finding these really good cases, and I'm like, these are really puzzling and interesting, and I'd never heard of them before.
Most of these I've sort of found as I've trickled on from other ones, because when you look at it, it goes like, have you, like, you know when you go, like, related searches, and it'll find a name, and it's not even necessarily from that name, it's from a name that of someone that they're then associated with.
Okay.
And I sort of feel, oh, that name sounds a bit interesting, or I think I might have heard it before, so I'll Google it and have a look, and then it's like, there's a case related, and I'm like, ooh. And obviously now that we've started the history bits with the Patreon, obviously a lot of stuff is sort of crossed over, and I found a lot of things that way. So like for this, I still felt like it fell in the realms of a mystery.
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, was it an attempted murder? Was it even, like I said, was it even an attempted murder?
I don't
Was
think
it
so.
As an accident? And if it was an attempted murder, who did do it? Because I don't feel like it was Elizabeth.
No, I feel like, she's probably been made a scapegoat, and then,
Well, like I said, at the time, it was said that she was used to prove, like, like make an example of, which like I said, is a very extreme example.
I'm sure they're made examples of all the time.
Yeah.
And like, you're going to hang a woman?
But yeah, I know, but then look at, not how, well, it partly was how society was, but I don't know, women still didn't really have, they didn't really have any rights then or anything, did they? So
no.
Men are still seen as, not better, but I don't know what the word is.
More intelligent. Above,
yeah. Yes. And the, yeah, I don't know, women are the servants and are below the thing, and if...
They did have manservants then as well.
Yeah, oh, I know they did. Yeah. But it's still very much like women have the place, don't they?
Mm.
And it's like, I don't know, they're there to serve, yeah. If you like. It's probably the best way to put it. And I think it's...
And if it's because she's been made an example of, is it because she's a woman, so she's probably like one of the first to be hung?
I'm not quite sure, okay. Actually, on that note. But yeah, it was just interesting as I went along, and they said that was one of the theories put out, that they did it to make an example of her. Again, it's not confirmed that's exactly what they did, but that's the theory that's been put forward. Like. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I don't know. It's just the whole thing just seems a bit strange.
Yeah, it's a good case. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's a slightly shorter one than last week, obviously. But yeah, I don't know. It's just, I couldn't really get my head around it.
No.
I
think she's innocent.
Yeah, and it's not like there was a lack of evidence, because there was, like, at the time, there was still lots of stuff being printed.
Mm, especially, they shouldn't have hung her, or hanged her, however you say it, if they didn't die.
Yeah.
It's just...
To me, it should have been, if they thought she did it, she should have gone to prison.
Yeah, it's extreme.
But yeah, very strange.
It's an interesting case.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how we're going to solve it, or how anyone would solve it, so I don't know what everyone's theories are on this one. But yeah, I don't even feel like it was an attempted murder in the first place.
No.
I think it was something else entirely.
Wrong place, wrong time, accident.
And if it was an accident, okay, then you could argue, well, why would Robert confess? Maybe he did towards the end of his life. If, like I say, if you want to go back and do the whole mental health thing, maybe he did it as one, either to end his life a bit quicker, or two, he is mentally unstable, so he's just making claims.
Or he realised the flower was off and he's like, damn it.
I forgot.
Silly me.
I forgot. I knew I was supposed to tell her something.
There we go. That's probably what it is. It's just like, he's so...
distracted.
Not distracted. He's so... What's the word? Airy-fairy. That he doesn't know what he's doing. So he's just like, damn it, the flower is off.
Yeah, completely forgot. In his own little world.
Poisoned himself a little bit.
Yeah. He was like, oh shit.
Got a woman... hanged.
But the thing is, how severe was, like, I know it said they were ill for a few days, but I feel like, is it like today's equivalent of you got the shits?
Probably. It's probably that, or it's probably just, you know, when like you've got really bad like pain in your tummy.
Yeah.
Maybe both ends it's coming out.
Look, obviously arsenic's deadly, but I also feel like that time arsenic's still probably one of the least of your worries when you think how dirty everything else is.
Yeah. Oh, can you imagine?
Yeah. But do you know what I mean? I know. A bit of arsenic in your food is... The last of yours.
Just germs and like, I think there's like a residue of everything.
Yeah.
On anything that you've ever touched.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Are you glad you're born now, Natasha?
Yeah, I think so. Ew. But yeah, that was an interesting case.
Yeah, it was. A bit different. I don't
know. We never know how to end these. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you for listening. That's probably a good bit to mention, isn't it?
Yeah, thank you for listening. Until next time, keep creeping
and we'll keep digging.